section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Hawaii Sports League podcast, season 12, episode number 12 and number 82 in the series. I'm your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by two special guests. We have the 2006, the 2011, and the 2079 champion, Mr. Amazing, and the 2036 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn. Let's get right into the results of week number 11 for KSL. Hoofter over Snyder, Tybo over Oberg, Dave Pate over Doug, Palmer over Nanigay, Andy over Kevin, Aaron over Brian. So the game of the week goes to who, Doug?
My game of the week goes to Palmer and Nanigay.
Aaron, what's your game of the week?
You know, points-wise, that one is definitely game of the week, but for historical reasons, I'm going to say you over Kevin Andy.
That's right. Doug, I'm sorry to cut you off. What were you saying?
I was just going to say two of the highest scorers in the league going up against each other was the reason why I went with that game.
Ah, nice. I do agree with Aaron. It was definitely myself teabagging Kevin multiple times. And I teabagged him, and he had a smile on his face. So what was the total game of the week, Aaron?
I'm going to go with Boardman over Oberg.
All right. Doug, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. That was just a shellacking.
Okay, I do agree with that. So what was the upset of the week, Doug?
Pate over me.
All right, Aaron?
You know, I'm not going to say that one because Pate had beat Doug before. Instead, I'm going to go with Palmer over Nanigay because Palmer's team sucks. And he's in line to make the playoffs right now.
I know. And the messed up part is if Oberg had Palmer's schedule, he'd be in the same boat with him, which is the weird part. And I'm going to go with the episode of the week is Kevin beating me. So let's move on to week number 12. We have Andy.
Didn't you beat Kevin, Andy?
Yeah, you beat Kevin.
Yeah, that's the episode of the week. Kevin should have beat me.
You said that.
Damn.
Whatever. Let's see. Edit the game. I messed that up. It's staying in there. So let's move on to week number 12. We have Andy versus Palmer, Peyton versus Joe, Aaron versus Kevin, Hoofter versus Brian, Nanigay versus Oberg, and Tybo versus Doug. Game of the week is going to go to who, Aaron?
All right, I'm going to do this. Every game is the game of the week. Because every game is super important. It has playoff implications for every single person involved, except for one, which is Nanigay and Oberg. But Nanigay does need to win. Oberg, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter what he does.
Yep, Nanigay just needs...
These games is important.
All right, Doug, what do you think?
I agree with that, but I think there's one specific game that is the most important, and that is for the division between me and Boardman.
So, Doug... Are you going to beat him?
I should. I should win. Just like last week, I should have won.
All right.
But you know what? Different things happen and strange things happen. So we'll see.
All right. So what is the toilet bowl game of the week going to be, Doug?
My toilet bowl game of the week is going to go to you and Palmer.
Thanks, Aaron.
No problem.
I'm going to go with Peyton Joe.
All right.
Good call.
In a way, I have to agree with the Peyton Joe, but I also agree with myself versus Palmer. But who is most likely to get password is tacoed, Aaron.
Oh, that's an easy one. It's going to be Nanigay. Nanigay is going to lose.
Really?
And Oberg is finally going to break his streak of 10 losses in a row by beating Dave Nanigay.
All right, Doug, what do you think?
I'm going to say Kevin is going to get password is taco by Aaron.
And... I actually do agree with you with that, even though I hope doesn't happen, but I do agree that's who's most likely is going to get password is tacoed. So, Aaron, let's move on to some KSL news. What do you got for us?
Well, I figure we'd kind of run through the gauntlet. So, Doug, if Doug wins this week, he wins his division, which means that he will not fall less than the second seed. But a loss this week by Doug means that he will not be in control of his own destiny, and he'll need Ty Borman to lose the next week, and he'll need to win in order to win his division. Otherwise, he'll be a very high fourth seed. Andy, do you think Doug's going to win his division?
I think he will. I think that he will beat Tybo.
And Doug, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, like I said, I should win this week. My team is rather dominant. They're playing kind of slow, but they are rather dominant. I do fear, because I have Chase Keenum in and Russell Wilson out, and also losing AJ Green this week. But luckily, with that one trade, I got Josh Gordon to back him up. So I'm hoping. It's all I can do is really hope.
Yeah, you know what? Before I get into anybody else, I want to ask you, Doug, what is a bigger surprise this year? How poorly Oberg is doing, how well Palmer is doing, or how really well Ty Borman is doing?
Ah, those are all three great surprises. I'm going to have to go with probably how well Ty Borman is playing. Because Palmer's team, while it is, you know, miraculously getting some wins, they have put up the points every once in a while. Palmer, you know, I don't know what his overall record is, but he is like a, well, no, I meant overall in like all the years we've played.
Oh.
But isn't he's around a 500 team, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So him being around 500 this year, not surprising. Boardman, on the other hand, horrible, horrible fantasy player, I think, in my mind. But I will say this. Boardman is one of the luckiest players, I think. I would have never expected it to really come down to this game for the division, but it has, and it's absolutely surprising that he even has five wins.
The one thing I want to say is, when I made the schedule, you know, I try to put games in a certain way where they would have playoff implications at the end. So, for example, Kevin and I are playing each other for a reason. I had you and Dave playing each other because I thought Dave would be doing much better than what he has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, just goes back to schedule. But I did not expect you and Ty to be battling in this sort of way. So, Andy, what do you think between Ty, Oberg, and Palmer?
I think Oberg's the biggest surprise. And he's just it sucks because of the schedule. The only reason why Oberg's doing so bad is because of who he plays. If he had Palmer's schedule, this is a different – we'd be talking about how bad Palmer's his team is, realistically. So it's one of those things. Like last year, I got screwed multiple times because of the schedule. And this year, Oberg really got screwed because of the schedule. So it kind of sucks for him. But we'll see what happens. Maybe he'll get a little bit more favorable schedule next year. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Huh? So I'm not going to go down everybody's list, though, but back kind of to the message board thing. I just want to kind of highlight some of the more important ones. And so Kevin is taking on myself this week. If he wins, then he wins his division, and he can't fall lower than the second seed as well. Now, Andy, I got to ask you, do you think that Kevin is going to win his division?
Yes.
So either by a win this week or next week?
He'll win next week.
Okay. He plays Oberg next week. I should throw out there, too.
Right. So he'll lose this week, but then he'll just literally just barely make it, and he'll win his division. And then he'll go out first round because just that's just how he rolls.
And Doug, what do you think?
I agree. I don't see Kevin winning this week, but I do see him over Oberg, although I will laugh my ass off when he loses, and he will be my pick to be Password is Taco next week.
All right. Now let's talk about the most competitive division. We have three people who are vying for the divisional spot. Palmer technically cannot win the division based on how the scheduling is. So he can't win the division, but he could still get a playoff spot. Well, let's talk about the three people in contention right now. We have Hoofter, Brian, and Joe. So, Doug, out of those three, who is going to be the divisional winner?
I think Hoofter's going to win it all in that division. I think he wins over Brian this week. I'm looking it up right now, who he faces next week.
I think he plays Palmer, I want to say.
You are correct. So I think he beats Palmer next week. So he's going to win out, and I think that's what gets him the division.
Mm. And what about you, Andy?
I'll tell you who's not going to win it, the division, Joe. And it's one of those weird things that Joe had such a great team at one point, but then injuries just cost him. And that's the, you know, as much as I don't want to say that he's the one that's going to basically get screwed, he is in a way.
So do you think Joe's going to make the playoffs even?
I don't know. It's one of those coin flips. He could. It depends on if you win. See, Aaron, if you lose this week, you're done.
Well, technically, I'm not. It goes to me versus Nanagay.
Yeah, you're done.
And then that's for that is for a playoff spot, me versus Nanagay next week.
Right.
But
yeah, you're done.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I actually think that Joe could be the surprise of the season. I think that Joe may miss the playoffs.
If he does make it, I think he'll actually squeeze in at the 8th seed. I'll probably get the 7th seed. Yeah, we'll just go from there.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think that Brian is actually going to win the division. I think that he will probably get a win over Hoofter this week, albeit a pretty tight win. But I think that he might get a win. And then, you know, next week Brian plays Joe and then Hoofter plays Palmer. So Hoofter should get a win there. But it's going to be, I think, very, very tight race, kind of surprisingly.
I'm sorry, there's a commercial for ED pills, and every time I see them, I just start laughing, and I'm like, seriously? They allow beer? They have beer commercials and boner commercials on. Come on.
So, survival and pick'ems news. Frail is in the lead with 103. Aaron and Kevin are at 102. Kevin, the past week, really picked horrible, horrible people to win, and it looks like he might be doing that again this week.
And just to point out, Frail should actually be leading all of us, actually leading Aaron and Kevin by 8.
Not by 8, by like 3 or 4 extra.
No, it would be in that. It would have been 8.
He only missed 4 games, I want to say.
No, he missed all the noon games, and there were 7 that week.
He missed the noon and afternoon games. He only got the Sunday night game and Monday night game.
Okay, so that's all he got. So he missed those. So realistically, he would be smoking everyone. He knows how to pick them.
That he does.
You know,
but he's not. He messed up. You know, do you think that Frail's kind of screwed now? Do you think he screwed himself?
No, because he's come back. Look what he's done.
Not Frail. I meant Kevin. Do you think Kevin has screwed himself?
Kevin knows how to pick them sometimes. But see, Frail's been pretty good at pick'ems lately. And I believe that he'll... even next year, I think he's going to tear it up, too. And that's what I'm kind of scared about, because I'm going to have to...
We're talking about this year, though.
Right. And the thing is, I have to buckle down. I'm at 100, and he's at 103. So I got to get three... I basically have to get 3 right that he didn't pick. So I just have to do that, you know, 1 a week.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. You just passed math, Andy. You just
passed math. I did?
Holy you shit. Just did.
I mean, even if I can go toe-to-toe with him, maybe he'll forget that we do the playoffs, and then I'll get a couple wins because of that, and then I'll let him know, you know, once we're tied, and then go from there.
No, you shouldn't do that. That'd be bad.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah. You just, you win without honor, Andy. That's
yeah. Right. It's the only way you do win.
Oh.
I win balls deep. And let's talk about the more important thing. Let's talk about survival. Oh, wait.
Why?
I want it.
So, League Pick'em, Andy, you and I are tied at 37 apiece. There's 24 games left. What do you think? You gonna win?
Yeah.
Duh. You gonna pull out, you think?
I don't pull out. I don't have to pull out anymore.
Oh, you finally got yourself fixed?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No, no, no. I'm not getting myself fixed. My wife said she's already opened up. It takes an extra 5 minutes to take care of her. You know, it's taken care of then.
Okay,
and it's all good,
you know,
for
if
me.
You want to count about how somebody just forgot 1 week and made a mistake, I should be leading the league pick'em. I am only 2 behind, and there was 1 week I only made 1 pick, and that was my game.
Go on.
Doesn't Nanagay do that? Like every week, he only picks himself.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, no, that's but he's awesome. Doing it now because him and I talked about that, and he's doing it now.
I do keep track of the league pick'ems at KimoriSportsLeague.com. of course, they were done in 08, 09, and then Yahoo didn't do them. And so, except until last year. And Kevin had one last year, surprisingly enough.
Well, Blind Squirrel finds it out once in a while, right?
Yeah.
Broken Clock in fact, is right twice a day.
You actually had won it, and I think it was 09.
You know why? Because I'm the shit. I just can't win the league. That's my problem.
Actually, Andy, I think that you're going to win the league this year. If I have to put my stake down on somebody right now, I'm going to put it down on you. You got two monkeys off your back so far. You beat me, finally, for the first time ever. And then you beat Kevin after not beating him for, I think it was 4 years, 5 years in a row, that he's been just pummeling your ass. I mean, he's just been balls deep in you, shooting a gun in the air, just taking you to town. And you finally pushed him away and beat him. So I think that you might get that third monkey off your back and finally get a championship.
I hope so. Because you know what? If I do win, I will just say it now. I will definitely teabag Oberg for no reason. Just be like, frying some eggs on him.
Why wouldn't you do that to Kevin?
Yeah.
But no, Oberg, I said, not Kevin.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you do it to Kevin?
Oh, no, I'm going to do something meaner to Kevin, but I don't want to say on the show because it's going to be really mean. And I know he listens.
You're going to make him lick your taint?
No, dude, I just have to give him like a silver dollar for that.
Have you and him, you know, done your nuptials yet?
No, Aaron, we haven't because we're not going to.
Oh, you guys are going to just live in sin then?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're already living in sin because of what they do, but...
Well, that's just not...
That's not the
It's
case.
Just going to be legal.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you guys suck. Can we talk about how I won Survivor again?
No.
Can we talk about how I'm a two-time champion again?
So, let's see. So that means I've won Survivor.
You want to talk about how I'm a, four-time champion of Survivor?
Survivor, I've won, what, three times now, Aaron?
How I'm a two-time pick'em champion?
I think you've won Survivor once, Andy, or twice.
At least
hypothetically,
twice.
He's won twice.
Yeah, at least twice.
Because of this year. Hypothetically.
But I think I won it also one other year.
No. I'm pulling it up right now. It's Doug and Andy, everyone, Andy.
See? Yeah, so that's three times, bitch.
Sorry. Three times in a row. All right, Andy is now a
hypothetical.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Call me the Chicago Bulls, bitches.
Three. Well, I had four in a row up into this year.
No, you had three in a row. You had four in 5 years, though.
See, I am known as the 91 to 93 Chicago Bulls. That's right.
Are we going to end this? I mean, no, you can end it if you
let's
want.
Let's keep going.
No,
let's keep going. Hey, Aaron, I really want to know about how tight of a race is it? Is it like Whitney tight or is it, I don't know, like...
It's like 86 Productions. They host and edit this podcast. And of course, everyone who plays in the league, you all know your names because you guys are the only ones that listen to this. Oh, and then a bunch of other people that listen to it as well.
Oh my God.
KiwaniSportsLeague.com. Check it out. And for some reason.
Is it like Goatsy?
It's not like Goatsy, but have you noticed for some reason Ty Borman is one of the most searched things? And I want to tell you what the term is, but it's too racy to even put on this fucking show. That's the funny part. That is the funny part.
Tybo Rodriguez joined Kiwani Sports League in 2008 when KSL expanded to 16 teams. He has used the team names Can't Stop Scoring and Scoring Daily, despite the fact we know he has only scored once in his life.
Are you sure it was just the one time? Anyway, so thanks 86 Productions for hosting the podcast. 86productions.com, section86.com, and KiwaniSportsLeague.com. And for Doug Hahn, Aaron Heath. Yes.
Wait for it.
And for Doug Hahn.
You know who I want to thank, Andrew?
Who?
87 Productions.
There's no such thing.
There is now.
Jeez. Now I have to go buy the domain. So for Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time,
what about 88 Productions?
We'll see you on the gridiron. No, because 88 goes to Johnny.
I want to thank the dyslexic 68 Productions.
It's good to have you back, Doug. The show sucked without when it was just Aaron and I, and Aaron really held the show back.